one, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Hey, is on the very, very personal level, and this is something that definitely can and Emet Shem will recur in your lives personally. Rabban is bothered by a simple kasha. This is at the end of the first segment of the parsha. Yosef is gone. They send the Ksonas Pasim back to their father, and he's inconsolable. Absolutely inconsolable. The Torah says he surrounded his banav v'chol benosav, his sons and his daughters surround him and seek to menachem him, and it's unsuccessful. So Rabban is taken by a very simple kasha. V'chol benosav. What's the problem with that? V'chol benosav. Well, clearly, Chol Banav excludes Yosef, it's true. And Chol Benosav.
Only has one daughter.
Yeah. Who are the daughters? Lashon Rabbim. Who are the daughters? Lashon Rabbim.
So, why should it say explicitly during the last portion?
That what?
That there's one daughter per.
Good. So, there is in the Medrash a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nehemiah. And being that you're from Riverdale, you should be even more sensitive to machloksin in the Medrash between Rabbi Yehuda and Nehemiah, because one of the rabbis emeritus of Riverdale, Rabbi Nachman Cohen, the rabbi emeritus of the Young Israel of North Riverdale, wrote an entire sefer, voluminous English sefer, exploring, apparently, you don't hear Rabbi Nehemiah that often in halachic context, but apparently in Midrash Agada, I think particularly Bereishis Rabba, maybe it's even the Midrash Halacha also, actually, I take that back. In the Bavli, you don't hear about Nehemiah that much. But the Midrashim have many, he's one of the most common pairs of B'nai Plukta, Machlokas, Yehuda, and Nehemiah. See, he is a sefer, he tries to work out, what is the fundamental Machlokas, Yehuda, and Nehemiah that's playing out, you know, in 1,001 different ways. So this is one of the many Machlokas, Yehuda, and Nehemiah, is whether they... Whether the brothers were all born with a twin and they all married each other's sisters, or whether they married local women. Rabban elsewhere in the parsha discusses that. Very good. So take a look here. What does he do here? So he says, well, Bito Uvas Beno. Benosav, Mir Rav Mishnaim, at least two. So he had a daughter, and he had a son who had a daughter. Which son had a daughter? So as Rav Chavel points out in the footnotes at the bottom, we know that Levi had a daughter, Yocheved, but she was born later on as they're entering Mitzrayim. Asher had a daughter, Sarah, who's referred to here. Okay, Sarah was Asher. She's referenced here. So maybe Benosav is Dina and Sarah. Then the Ramban has a second approach. Yitachin, maybe Benosav includes not only his daughters by blood, but his daughters-in-law, his sons' wives. When you say daughters, you mean both biological daughters and daughters-in-law. Did you find elsewhere in the Tanakh that people would refer to, that someone would refer to a daughter-in-law as a daughter? And Naomi tells Orpah and Ruth, Kindalach, don't come back there. Stay with me. Stay in Moab. Go back to Moab. You'll be better off there. It's a very loving moment. There are a number of very loving moments in Megillas Rus. One of the particularly loving moments is Naomi says, like, I love you dearly, but you're better. It doesn't make sense for you to come back. I would personally love your company, but it's in your best interest to go back. And she refers to them as Benosai. Repeat al Benosai. L'chi biti. Again and again and again, you find that language. So what does it mean? But she's not her daughter. No. Ruth is not Naomi's daughter, is she? Not really. She's her daughter. She had been married to Naomi's deceased son. So what do you mean, daughter? The answer is, "Enenu el rak derech chiba bilvad halo shamat biti." That's a powerful idea. That if your sister gets married, you just picked up a new brother. If your brother gets married, you just picked up a new sister. And Mirtz Hashem, when you get married, you'll have your wife's parents. If they're your wife's Iman Abba, that means they're your Iman Abba, and vice versa. And it's true as a child-in-law, it's true as a parent-in-law. As we're going to see next couple of weeks, as we progress further in Hilchos Yichud, it's not always that way. In Chazal, we're keenly aware that there is a tendency often that the in-law relationships are not as ideal as they could be, to put it mildly. Chazal, we're keenly aware of that fact. And at the same time, that doesn't mean it has to be a negative relationship. It could be. Unfortunately, often there is a degree of unnecessary tension in the relationship. But you should strive for better. You can have better. And obviously, why if you could be incredibly happy, why wouldn't you want to be? So what you're striving for is exactly the relationship that Naomi had with Rus, the relationship that Yaakov had with his daughters-in-law, which was Ben Osav.